This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it's me and all the other giants of late night. It's Leno Letterman. It's Corden. It's the Jimmys. It's just about everybody you could imagine. Colbert's there. Sam B. And
Lily.
Lily's there. Who else? Carson is in the house. And we are down on all fours drinking out of a giant dog bowl. Just slurping up, just trying to get more in touch with, you know, obviously Letterman popularized these, you know, stupid pet tricks
stupid
or whatever.
Stupid pet tricks, yeah.
And he's been atoning of late for some of his moments of being tone deaf, times that he could have been more of an ally. And now that, you know, in the human realm, obviously that's been pretty public. But the way that he has decided to make it up to the animals who he humiliated, knowingly,
by doing
and willingly,
stupid pet tricks himself.
And calling it stupid when some of them were actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
Is that he has gotten us together for this big charity video where we are going to drink out of a giant dog bowl on all fours until the water is gone. And even if there's stuff in the water, like hair and stuff.
And a lot of, like, he has so much, like, a beard that is like,
oh my God.
Really
so much
long.
Stuff was coming out of his beard that you couldn't even imagine.
And I think he's really funny, but.
Dude, yes.
Can I ask, what's the inspo behind his beard? Did you get that from him?
Sure. I guess it would help to start by just saying, like, who you are.
Yeah.
And, like,
just
what.
Not to, like, jump in and start talking when, like, we don't. No, just for our audience. I don't give a shit. I know who you are. I'm a fan of your shit, man. I like you. But our listeners don't know what's
and
going on.
And this is on, and we'll get to, like, there. You have no reason to know what's expected of you on this show because of how
this
was arranged, because of our things happening on our side that we need to take care of. Mm-hmm. So none of this is on you. This should all have been explained to you long before this moment.
Well, I'll be honest with you, that's why I'm coming in hot.
Yeah,
I'm coming in a little bit hot because of that, and I apologize.
And it would help just to say who you are, what, like,
because it's very scary for our listeners. It's very scary to hear this new voice coming in at a level that was insane. It was psychotic the way that you started talking and some of what you were saying,
right?
And that, you know, it could be very upsetting. So, you know, it's I understand why you're mad, but let's not take it out on them.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize to them. And
even before you do that, it would be great to say who you are. And
I have that sweater.
Like,
my name is
Jason. He does have it. He does.
I do. Should I go get it? I have it.
I would love that. I would feel like, okay, never mind.
I'll text Grace.
My name is Jason Concepcion. And Yeah, it's great to be here.
The ringer himself.
That's right.
You are the ringer.
I am Queens Boulevard.
Yes.
Different interest.
And then you said, I don't want to be that anymore. You're going to be something else. I'll say that's about The Ringer. I like the movie. I thought it was fine. I didn't like it that much.
That's okay.
I thought it was funny. It's surprisingly touching.
It is, yeah.
But I don't know that I would have built a media empire based on it.
It's a love story. You're going in expecting this, like, this raunchy comedy, and it is that. But at its core, it's a love story. But am I naming my entire, like, this, like, an entire franchise after it? No.
That's what you would think, but it tested really well.
Okay.
The name, the concept tested really well. And to be honest with you, what isn't a love story?
So you're,
what story is not a love story?
Okay. Pacific Rim.
It's a love story. Is it not?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that one is. That one is, because it's, I mean, at its heart, it's about how much the kaiju love destruction.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but then it's about two people who share the responsibility of piloting these huge robots that defend wow. against the kaiju, and they share That's their consciousness and their brains. It's a marriage.
That's a marriage.
It's a relationship.
My wife and I are piloting a kaiju together.
Well, wow. is the kaiju? I thought the kaiju was the monster, and the like.
Now
mech,
that's interesting.
The mech was the robot.
Now that's interesting. And like Sean and I have been having this debate for a really long time.
It's right. been endless.
We don't actually have time to even get into it right now. We have mm-hmm. so much else to talk about today. We do have to talk about the Kevin issue. We do. We have now signed
Kevin. That's
going to
come up. Well, can we say, I mean, the question on everyone's mind, can I just ask it, Jason?
Absolutely.
Are you going to keep going Bing mode on Crooked Media?
I don't know if that I'm at this particular juncture whether I can reveal that, but I will say that the brand that I've established
mm-hmm.
at The Ringer, which is a media empire based on a love story, a kind of like funky, wacky love story that people didn't expect, that brand will carry over into the projects that I end up doing as I go forward into my life.
Initiate Bing mode.
I go That's right. beast mode on Bing mode. And I was really hoping when I heard you're doing Crooked Media that we will mm-hmm. that we will get to continue that. So that's just my hope, and I understand
yeah.
there's contractual, you know, stuff and whatever.
Yeah, you know
else,
how it works.
But, no, I know a ton about it. It's funny. We didn't always know everything. Hayes used to not know what a holding deal was.
Wow.
But that's not what the show's about anymore.
It never was. It actually never was about that.
For one episode.
The show was. Actually never was about that.
For one episode, it certainly was.
Kevin, let's talk about this. We have mm-hmm. signed a long-term business partnership with Kevin. We have invested in Kevin as like part of our future. He has been very disciplined. He's worked very hard for for the time that we've known him. Apparently preparing for this moment all along. So as soon as the deal was signed, he could absolutely vanish off the face of the earth, take his ass to freaking Tahiti, and leave us to just like flopping on the sand.
Right.
We show up today for a record with Jason, by the way, and Kevin is not there.
Unbelievable.
And what were you doing, Kevin? Say who you were with.
I won't say who I'm with. I was taking
say
a shower.
Say who you were with. You, right
I wasn't
now.
Taking a shower were, with someone. I had a cool off after two recordings. I had two recordings this morning.
You were quite happy.
Go ahead, Jason.
You were quite happy to tell us about it before we hit record, but that's fine.
So I had some recordings. I took a shower. I'm in the conditioning phase. And then I go, thank God my next recording is not till 1:30.
Oh, right.
This was a contractual sticking point for us that in order for us to allow Kevin to follow us and leave and continue producing the show, we had to agree that he could bring up himself in the shower multiple times per episode. That
right.
that was an image he wanted to create for our listeners, and was just not, there was no budging either. We actually got a good deal of financial compensation
yeah.
back from him in agreeing to it, but I still think we may have lost the battle to an extent, because he's mentioned it at least three times now.
And not to bring that up again, Kevin being in the shower, but I will say,
oh, go ahead.
Whatever process was cut short,
right,
for you to come and do the record, it's counterintuitive, but I actually do need you to finish it, so you
Jason.
Don't look
Whoa.
Like this again.
Jason,
Whoa.
The famous cardigan is here.
Whoa.
I have the same. Kevin, are you getting this?
I'm getting it. It looks so
Kevin.
Good.
Kevin, are you getting this?
Kevin,
yes.
Look at this shit. Jason and I have the same fucking cardigan. Look at this. Cardi boys.
Cardi B.
Oh, wow. That's what Cardi B stands for, huh?
Cardi
Damn,
boys.
Dude. Epic. Yes.
Kevin, did did cutting short your kind of like multi-phasal showering process, did that in some way cause this distracted kind of energy that you have right now? Like, yeah. What was it that...
I do feel completely scatterbrained because I am stinky from the waist down, so I will be thinking about that for the rest of the recording.
Okay, and this we explicitly said you could not bring up. This is where we drew the line. That stinky from the waist down could not become your new catchphrase. That's getting cut, Kevin. We talked about this. There's no way that that's going to be... that you can talk about yourself in the shower. You can imply that you did not finish washing your lower half. But stinky from the waist down, that phrase in particular, cannot be in every episode of the show.
It's troubling. And not to kind of like dig at this, but if you're saying that you were in the conditioning phase, that would mean that you were in the cleansing phase prior to that. So why would you be stinky from the waist down? Yes. It doesn't track, Kevin. It doesn't track at all.
Well, I put one part of my body in the shower at a time. I isolate. Do you know how when you exercise, you can like isolate certain muscles? I do that with my showering
process.
Does
Jason know? Look at his fucking body.
I know. Dude's ripped. He's a Cardi boy.
That's not what it means.
That's
ripped guys were ripped guys are Cardi boys.
It's about the sweater.
The Cardi's the sweater. The body's underneath it.
Can we also get into what was going on? I assume something shower related when it comes to how Jason was brought onto this show. Jason, do you want to share that experience?
Sure. So 2 days ago, December 9th, I get an email from Kevin Bartelt.
Thank you.
First of all, really, it's really easy to say, like, to think Bartlett or some other name. That's just kind of like the baseline annoyance that I went into this email with.
Mm-hmm. And learning his name. That's his name is kind of bullshit.
It's totally... We can put a pin in that. Let's come back to it.
Please.
The email says, "Hey, Jason. I'm reaching out on behalf of Sean and Hayes. Great start. To see if you're interested and available to be a guest on Hollywood Handbook in the next few days. If possible, if not, no problem. We have more dates too. Here are some options. Thursday, December 10th. At 1 p.m. Friday, December 10th at 1 p.m. Monday, December 10th at 1 p.m.
Oh my.
I think you're seeing the issue here now.
Please, I'm starting to get a sense of it.
I didn't say the year though.
Exactly my point. I spent 17 hours straight trying to figure out what year December 10th fell on a Friday and then on a Monday, and how that would work and how that I could possibly know when, what my schedule would be, where I would be in my life.
And now Kevin saying we have more dates. Now that's a threat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's saying I've got plenty more to destroy your day with over this
evening. No, I'm commandeering your entire life to deal with my just perverted scheduling kink where I make you look up different calendar years and all this other shit and try to do math when what he should be doing is making everyone's life easier.
Please.
Normally I would, but I was having to negotiate not being able to say stinky from the waist down on the show going forward. So I had to...
Kevin, did you see what I did? I closed the shade next to me so that I'm not getting all this glare.
It looks great.
So that you could get a better image of the Cardi boys.
Was it really loud?
It was loud as hell. But it's Cardi time. And
that's right.
And welcome to my birthday, Cardi.
So... I'm ready to move on from this. I have a lot of other stuff I want to talk about.
Please,
today.
Yes, of course. I have much to get to, and it's disgusting that we even spent this much time. But this is Kevin's game, right? He gets all the attention onto him. Ugh, sickening, sickening. Jason, I have a t-shirt idea. Tell me if you like this. So the shirt would say, doesn't have to be a t-shirt, actually. Could be a sweatshirt. Could be pretty cool. Maybe it's
upper
a t-shirt,
body.
Though, and we wear it under our... our Cardis together.
Ooh.
And it says, and the shirt says this: my love language is bread.
I like it's, and what do you bread as in like French bread? Is there a particular type of bread?
Because I don't have any idea for like a drawing on the shirt or even a photograph, but maybe it should be a type of bread, like maybe a baguette, as you mentioned, would be.
Usually when people pitch me, it's a little bit more of a formed idea. So
I'll take the note.
Say a bread.
There's a bun.
It's a bun.
I'm thinking bun.
Okay, like a seeded bun, a whole wheat bun.
Yeah, if that's gonna make it
really kind of dusty ones.
Oh yeah, like a whatever that dust is. No one is really sure what that is. Yeah, that powdery,
floury thing. Not floury.
Really dusty bun on there.
My love language is bread
and some dusty buns. My love language is bread. Bread could be all caps, FYI.
Oh, I like it. I like that. What kind of font are you thinking? Like, is there a font? Are you seeing a font here?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I know you're used to fully formed ideas, so I, of course, came up with a font ahead of time. It's looking around. Is there a font anywhere in here? You know what? Could be block letters.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that. And we'd wear it under our Cardis. What does it mean to you? I'll tell you what it means to me. Bread, when I think about bread, I think about life. I think about the right that people have to nourish themselves from the sweat of their own brows. I'm thinking about a production of grain that underpinned the development of human society. I think this is like an incredibly deep and moving idea. I wish I wish we really had the bread kind of like illo nailed down harder. The dusty bun thing is interesting, but I'm not sure how you do, like, you get the, I'm not sure how you show the dust, but
no,
but
it's not dusty buns. No, I'm not married to dusty buns. Oh, you thought I was serious? No, it's what did you just say? Illo? I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Sorry, illustration.
No, that's not the real illo. No, the illo is actually probably more closer to what you're picturing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like a French bread. I'm thinking like a French bread.
Yeah, which you said right away and which I agreed with, as I recall.
Yeah.
Really long one, and maybe it's kind of sticking out of your like waistband, not for real.
But you're picturing that you tuck in the shirt, and that
yes,
yeah,
that it looks like a baguette is sticking up like straight up over your nipple.
That it's like fake. It's like not actually bread coming out of there, but like
no, but it invokes a certain amount of horniness for the bread,
right?
Yes, which is always going to do good business.
And maybe it's kind of like, you know, these things are huge. They're so long. And so maybe it's like messing with the letters and stuff. It's like knocking the letters
over. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's it's sticking like through some of the letters.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let me just, because there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm. What if it was not that long, but really wide?
Okay.
That's getting my head turning a little bit. All right. So it's like,
but
it's more
French
of a loaf
bread.
Then.
It's like a focaccia loaf.
That's like a big focaccia loaf. Wow. I love this. Then it's almost a pillow that all the letters are sleeping on, isn't it?
Ooh.
A big pillowy focaccia that rises from your waist. It's a fuba. It's a fat upper bread area, isn't it?
Wow, that's good.
So if this is resolved, and it sounds to me like it is.
Well, we're all excited about this version. My love language is bread.
We do want to talk about actually initiating Bing mode right now.
Mm-hmm.
And engaged. Talking about how, so this is the thing that like Sean and I, like, we have this issue where some of these like franchises, like these big properties,
right,
that everyone is talking about.
You know the ones.
Like Police Academy.
Porky's. So, great let's example, talk probably. About this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Things like this that everyone is like.
Yeah.
Did you see Porky?
Porky's
what
3
Porky did last
one,
week.
Two, and three.
He's like,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're like, it is hard for us to simply take in these entertainments as fans. Why? Being too close to individuals involved in making the project.
Yeah.
Potentially the production itself.
Yeah.
The process of the story being put together, and so it's always like, oh yeah, did that ended up like getting into the like,
yeah,
we're too close to this.
It's so true.
And you have developed to great financial reward,
huge,
the ability to talk about this stuff as just like, I'm a fan, I'm loving this, I'm the ringer, I'm crooked, I'm like, This to me is my shit.
Yeah.
I would love this, Jason, if you would walk us through some of these big...
That's my shit, and just, right?
And just being like...
That's my shit.
And being Mr. Teacher today and saying, wow, here's who some of these guys and like, this is what is happening.
Right.
And in this show, if it's a show or if it's something else, like,
sure,
what's the current, you're doing a series right now,
we're doing a series about Marvel, the Marvel movies, which you may
okay,
have heard
see,
of.
Yes.
Perfect.
Tony Bruce,
Steve.
Tony,
wow.
Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha, these kind of like various people. I'm on a first name basis, mm-hmm, with them as, you know, they're characters, but they mean a lot to my life, so I think of them that way. But
and this is,
and you're friends with them,
and yeah, this is basically the family.
Yeah, mm-hmm, it's
like
it
family.
It, I think about them that way because you know how the way the modern world is now, 2020. You know, we're so disconnected from each other. Who are we connected with? We're connected with these
right,
characters that we spend so much time with, like Steve and.
And it's not just your family,
Nick.
You know, and it's not just your friend. Sorry to interrupt. It's not just your family, right? It's your teachers. It's your boss,
that's right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's who's ringing you up at the sporting goods store saying,
that's right,
hang on, these socks aren't on sale. And it's all these things, isn't it, to have these guys. And you've said their names. We don't have to go through all the
right,
names again, but. But for someone who's totally uninitiated, who isn't family, friends, teacher, boss, mm-hmm, you know, and neighbor, and possibly, in some instances, maybe getting catfished by some of these folks,
yeah,
and me in particular, you know, what are they doing?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question in the sense that what aren't they doing? Tony, I know you said, you know, we've heard the names, but I just can't stop saying them. Mm. Tony, for instance, loves to be inside a suit. He's like what do they call this?
Like
furry?
The gentleman, sort of. So this is a franchise
right,
that, if you could connect this to the recent movie, The Gentleman, they also love to be inside a suit. And these yeah, are, but these are, my understanding is these are different guys.
Right, they're completely different guys. It's a different IP. Any similarity to the Gentleman franchise, I think, is purely coincidental. And
it's not
at,
there are no coincidences.
Right.
It's not. It's not. I understand what you're saying, and I understand you're protecting your
right,
friends. There are certain stories inherent to humanity that are
of
told
course,
again and again. The
of
Gentleman
course,
is one of these stories. So whether it's being told through your friend Tony, whether it's being told through the gentleman himself, it is the same story, and it's somehow it's at the core of our beings, right? It's just in the star stuff that we're made of somehow, that we have to kind of repeat these fables again and again. The specifics change a bit, but it's always there.
You know, it's like, listen, if we want to get into like the deep storytelling, of which I really think, you know, Guy Ritchie has the 12 levels of a story in which the gentleman leaves his world, is called into a new world in which he's going to find like some other adventurers, find a new suit. He puts on this suit and then he's changed forever, and he finds himself in a realm of loneliness because he can't go back to his previous world wearing this new suit. Yeah. But he can't do that. So he has to go further into this adventure.
There's the oi to action in all his movies. There's the oi to action work.
Right.
The character says,
oi.
Oi, mate.
Oi, mate.
There's the meeting with the bird.
Which, after which, everything changes, right? So if you want to talk about that, these kind of like archetypical stories, sure, but I'm talking about like on a detail for detail level. You know, legally speaking, they're not the same. Although, yes, all human stories hew to this framework that Guy Ritchie is hammered out over the course of his career.
It's funny when you say that Tony wears suits, because that's not how I picture Tony. Like, when I think of Tony, it's not how I see him. And maybe it's because I always think of him at his most vulnerable. At the beginning of season 4, when Jack Bauer did have to call him, when he said, "I'm calling the only person I can trust," because he and Secretary Heller's daughter, Audrey Raines, was, you know, with him, and they were trying to, you know, get the footage to see if she could recognize the face of one of the men who had kidnapped her, and all of their security was murdered. And when Jack said he was calling the only person who he could trust, we didn't know who. And then Tony Almeida did show up, you know, drunk, divorced, an ex-con at this point, and a shell of his former self. And he didn't have a suit on. But I guess in a way, we're all wearing a suit all the time, huh?
Sure. I mean, it's a suit of the mind. It's a suit of the heart. It's a suit of armor that you wear around.
Suit of clothes. It's a suit of clothes.
It might be.
Clothes. It's not the stuff you were saying. It's not.
Well, it could be that. Could it not? It's only clothes.
No.
In this case, I think it could, suit.
He's wearing clothes. It's just not like clothes you would call a suit. He's wearing like a jacket and like a t-shirt. Michelle Dessler is wearing like more of a suit when you see her, but Tony's dressed more casually.
Mm.
And this is the teacher. Tony is the teacher.
Tony is
you were saying?
Tony is the teacher. He teaches and he brings people together. He brings this kind of like extended family together and teaches them how to live and how to dress.
And this is, you talk about this like, this is, you can do a whole show about this?
We can do a whole show about this. We did a 12-episode season about the movie Game Night.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
And just all the themes and all the
Billy
things that
Magnuson.
Really go into that. Yeah. What a genius.
The guy's acting wild. You know? What's real and what's not in Game Night, right?
Right.
So fucked up. I'm tripping out.
It's like an Imaginarium.
Whoa! I'm tripping out on this. Hey, thanks for bringing that up, Jason. That's reminding me. I was lost in that movie, man. I mean, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. That movie was so confusing to me.
It really
so I
was.
Wonder if this is like kind of what how you could do 12 episodes out of something like this is to kind of just initiate people remembering it.
That's
and
right.
Then you just leave them space to react in their homes.
Wow, hold on, can I use that's a good idea. I'm just gonna take a note on that really quick,
because then I mean like everyone's happy. You don't have to talk as much. People, the listeners are like, "How you heard Sean? Like, even just being the mention of Game Night is causing."
Oh, here we go again.
These memories to just like flow in.
Like what? No. It's so nuts. I mean, they're, you know, obviously it's scary, but it's also it's also having fun.
And so what, like, what's an episode, like, you did a Marvel one.
Sure,
and
yeah.
What was, like, the last one that came out? Like, what do you do? When it happened?
We did Ant-Man is the one that came out today as we record this, and that that stars Clueless's Paul Rudd as a man who turns into the size of an
ant. Does he not age? Does he just not age, Paul Rudd? He's looking young.
He looks great.
Did you tell, am I stepping on the show? Is this what the show
is? He is actually really sensitive about it, about the fact that he doesn't age. It's like an Andy Milonakis thing. He hit 50 and then stopped. And then what it is now. He just looks like that now, and he'll look like that when he's 85.
And he looked like that when he was a little kid, too.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in terms of, like, his interior self, it just doesn't match who he is.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're friends with him.
I wouldn't say friends, but you know, in the course of my research, we've traded emails.
And Ant-Man has, so, like, talk about, I mean, let's talk about it. The thorax.
Right. Let's get into it.
Yeah. They call the thorax the powerhouse of the ant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree, but the abdomen's got something to say about it.
It's true. Segmented abdomen, chitinous shell, kind of like the multi-part eye. These are all parts of the ant. We dedicate one episode each to
different parts.
Different parts
the
of
parts,
the ant.
Yeah. And the pheromones, right? I mean, you know, this is how they're communicating, right? The ants aren't saying, they're not saying, hey, go over here, I found a piece of food. They're saying, hey, smell this.
They're like, this smells like a stinky lower abdomen. I'm going to follow this.
No, don't.
No, no, no.
Can relate?
Kevin.
I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it.
Be very careful. Be very careful in how you proceed, Kevin. Wow. Served up on a platter. But no, they stink for each other. They stink to.
That's right.
They stink at one another, and they say, hey, come over here, or go over there, or let's do this, or I'm dead, they say, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're not ashamed of it. Not like us in terms of the way we smell, where we're always so.
You never seem taking a shower.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Or having various multi-step processes to both scrub our scents and then replace our scents with other scents. They don't do that. They just smell the way they smell, and they're proud of it. That's who they are.
So Ant-Man, you never see him take a shower.
Not in the small form, because he would wash away.
You see him shower a lot in his larger form, sounds like you're saying.
It happens mostly off screen, and I think you're just meant to kind of, like, assume that it happens.
He just says that he took a shower.
Jason, did you see the message I sent you?
Let me look at it now. Did you send it to me?
I'm scared. Oh, my God, I'm not recording.
It's G-Chat.
I'm not recording.
Mm. Oh.
And see, now this is another thing.
I was recording, but my thing died. My thing died on me. It came unplugged.
And
that was my chat. It said, you think Sean's recording?
I am not. And I don't know when it stopped.
I've done this so many times, Sean. The exact same
one. We have it, Sean. We have it. We have your voice. It'll sound like shit.
It's going to sound like shit. But I was recording for a time. 20 minutes
at least.
That's
great, dude. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's like, come on. That's,
dude,
that's
you were
good.
Recording for part of the show? That rocks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
can we
huge.
Focus? We were so quick to focus on the negative that I stopped recording for a big part of the show, and not to even address that I was recording for another part.
Let's absolutely not focus on the fact that you were not recording for an indeterminate part of time.
Remember
part
when
of
I
this
got the
podcast?
Cardigan that matched?
That was
probably
wonderful.
There was a. Yeah.
That may or may not have made it.
that was probably when it got unplugged, because there was a lot of, because
I was moving it around so much.
Yeah, kind of swinging it in like a very showy way.
The cats are going nuts too. Have you seen some of what these cats are doing?
Yeah,
they're going fucking psycho.
Could have been the cats. And Kevin, you were sending the guest a message, which is, of course, totally unacceptable. First right. time
Completely
you've ever
the rules, yeah.
You've ever done that.
I'm trying to connect. Also, make them feel like, isn't this?
Are you talking about his other show?
Well, while we're there,
yeah.
Do you need a guest, or because I got two right here? I mean, we're all recording now too. Well, we were.
Wow.
Could you use any of our first 20 minutes?
What did
on
the
Connect?
What did the message? What you yeah, wanted what to the use the first 20 minutes of this show on his podcast?
Yeah, dude, crossover. And they do that in the Marvel movies, right? The crossovers.
They do that. That is is a good point.
Well, then I guess you kind of have to. I mean, you like the movies, so actually you're sort of like...
Wow, that is a great point. I was actually dead set against it until you brought that up. That's a great point. Let me ask you this.
Kevin using logic and facts to dismantle his opponent.
Wow. I feel snowflaked. I've melted. How long is your contract with Kevin for? How long do you have... Am I allowed to ask that?
Yeah, but we're not. Only Kevin knows.
Oh, wow. It's a one-way, one of those one-way blind contracts. Yeah.
It's in the message I sent you.
He just comes up and goes like, hey, I'm renewed.
What does the message say? You've said it's all these different things. What does it say? It
said, do you think Sean's recording?
No, it didn't say that. What's it really say for real?
And by the way, when Kevin says that he's renewed to us, he really hits nude in a way that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What's it say, Jason?
I can't find it. I heard it. I heard a sound, but I don't know where. Where
I
did
heard
you
it coming, and it
me?
Sounded like a. It sounded like a Slack message.
It did sound like a
check
Slack. But why would it be there? Hold on. I don't have a Slack message from you. Can you just read it, Kevin? Kevin, can you just read it? Can you just
read it?
Okay. It's a photo of a kid with funny sunglasses, and it says, "Sup, Ma."
Don't send that to anyone.
Please.
Don't send that to Jason during the show.
Not during the show. After the show, send it to him as many times as you want.
That's right.
Okay.
It's just kind of like unprofessional. And also like...
It is a little bit.
Is that fair use also? Are you just allowed to like clip somebody else's, some child's IP and then send it over the internet to like during a broadcast? Like you're opening up the litigation that you're opening the gentleman up to is...
I might get sued into the fucking Stone Age with this.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for referring me as the gentleman. I do see myself as Guy Ritchie's the gentleman.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Who's the other? So there's Ant-Man.
Yeah.
He doesn't take a shower. Sometimes he does, but you don't see it, but he talks about it.
That's right.
Or you just like, he walks into the scene, or you hear a shower during the transition.
You sing in the shower?
I would assume that he does sing in the shower. That's kind of like part of the deep process that Paul Rudd goes through, where he's like, he creates this entire realm, this entire character within the performance. So that's one of the things that I do get from it, even though that's not on the page and it's not in the scenes. I just feel like he's a very celebratory individual. He really loves life, and he's going to be singing in the shower when that hot water hits his chest.
Hmm.
I haven't seen the film per se, as Hayes mentioned, we're so close to it, but I have seen some of the outtakes and deleted scenes. There's a really funny one where it's just Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas saying, "You know how I know you're Ant-Man," and then they will each sort of give, you know, provide evidence of how they're certain that the other man is Ant-Man, which I believe they both maybe are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pure improv.
That was improv.
That
no.
was pure wow. improv.
No.
This was when Edgar Wright was kind of like just exiting the project, and he was like, you know what, guys, let's just like you know what, they're firing me, or I'm moving on, or whatever the case may be. Let's just try some stuff. I got what I needed. Let's just try some stuff. And they just went for it. They just went all the way.
And am I right? Also, like, you know, just like you hear about this stuff, and again, I haven't seen the film either. But also the shrinking was improv.
The shrinking was improv. Right. Well, it's a lot of that has a lot of that is just kind of Paul, his own ability to concentrate and create the illusion that there is shrinking. Some of it is just,
and so what he's really doing is running really fast away from.
Well, no, he kind of like hunches his shoulders and like caves in his and kind of like stoops a little bit, and then
he's squinching himself.
That's right.
That's so interesting. No, now
so
that
to
I
us
think
it
about
looks
it.
Like, and the, you know, part of it is like you're in a theater and you're like suspending your disbelief, and so it looks like he's becoming this tiny bug, but really he is actually just, it's a practical effect, which is he just is squinching just a little.
There's a little bit of in camera stuff with like a pull out and a focus, but a lot of it is just the way he can just kind of contort his body so that it looks legitimately absolutely minuscule, so small.
Well, like a lot of actors, he's not such a tall guy either that it's going to be distracting on camera. So he can't, you know, he's starting from, he's not a short guy, but he's starting from a place where this guy can really squinch and he can squinch himself up. And the cat next to me is going insane.
He's excited by this.
I've never seen this guy do this.
I think the cats are mad because we're not talking Garfield.
Hey, come on.
Man. Come on.
You don't.
Dude.
You.
A lot of shit is funny to me. That's not fucking funny, man. That's not cool. That's not funny.
Kevin's like baked.
Are you wasted, man?
Hey, it's 4:20 somewhere.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, dude.
Are you blazed?
Come on, man.
It's not 4:20 anywhere.
Where are you guys? Like, be honest.
Well, maybe the cat is saying, this is effectively what the guy does. Other guy, huge. And, like, he goes crazy. And he says, you don't. And you will not like going crazy when I do it.
Yeah.
You remember?
No. Yes. This is not the same guy. That's not what Ant-Man is saying.
Yes.
But one of his buddies goes, hey, I know we all sometimes act a little bit crazy. When I'm acting crazy, you're going to be, it's not, you know, it's not the best. So that's basically what the cat's saying as well. So like, hey, man, hey, I hear you, buddy.
And that's a practical effect as well.
That's in camera effect.
That's in camera also.
So much is happening inside this camera. I'd love to get a look at the camera itself because it seems like it's got a lot of pieces that are doing stuff that, to me, at least from when, you know, when I've been in the theater, even just to see some of the previews, he looks so squinched. The guy looks so scary to me, who's saying that he's going to go crazy. And what is happening, Royal? You are sitting in the window yelling. You are running across the room as fast as you can. You are jumping onto every surface. Nothing has changed. You're behind me now. Nothing has changed or happened at all in this room to make you do this. It is sabotage, plain and simple. And I think you're jealous of Bing Mode with Jason.
Thank you for the plug. I appreciate that.
And I think you think that maybe you should have been involved with Crooked Media, and it's honestly disgusting to see this jealousy come out this way. And I've always taught in my household that a rising tide lifts all butts.
Well, you know what they say about jealousy.
I don't.
Right.
Because I don't ever think about it because I don't feel it. What do they say?
That it makes an ass out of you and me.
Oh, wow.
So just don't participate in it at all.
Royal Nug, I want to hear that.
Yeah.
And maybe that guy is jealous, and that's why this guy looks like this. He's like he hung. He, you know, he says you wouldn't like it when I'm going crazy. That's you will not like. And maybe he's so jealous that that's why he looks like this guy. He looks like this.
I mean, it could it could be. I was wondering, are you talking about the show Hung?
So
no,
I understand that the show version. If I could actually just step in and help you out a little bit here, the show version on Disney Plus is going to be She Hung,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the movie version, that is just Hung.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Hung.
The Incredible Hung.
Right, The Incredible Hung.
The Incredible Hung. It's changed over the years.
Well, but because like Hung, the Hung.
Ragnarok and, yeah.
The Hung, sometimes he's the Hung, but then other times like he's also himself and halfway the Hung.
Uh-huh.
Other times it's like he changes colors with it. Like he started as Hung, as the Hung. Mm-hmm. It was originally green and couldn't control the Hung. And then as the story goes on, he sits with it and he processes it, and he's able to take more control of the Hung and be like half Hung.
He could sit on it even. I mean, I'm just saying, like this guy, like,
no, feel free to keep talking about it. No, it's because it feels like you're almost stopping yourself, Hayes.
Right.
Because this is supposed to be Jason's area of expertise, and he initially thought you meant the TV show, which is fine. You're keeping so much information in your head. But obviously you were talking about the whole series of movies. All the movies, I think, have Hung's name in them.
Well, Hung is in all of them. Hung is in, Hung is in Endgame. He's in Infinity War, although he can't turn into Hung in that one. He's got some sort of mental block and he's stuck.
Yeah.
Right. He's unable to kind of get it going.
Get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't get it up. Yeah.
He needed something else, needed some help. And that kind of embarrassed him.
He couldn't hang out on him.
Yeah.
Not able to hang out.
Yeah. He's like this. I can't do it for some reason. Can somebody help me? And then he was like, I don't know, like, can't you just go off and do it on your own? But then to like kind of close the loop, the full like arc of the character bending towards justice, he does become Hung in the final film, and he's kind of like integral into the grand victory.
And he says, like, you don't want to know my secret?
Right.
I'm always this, I could always do it the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, okay, why did you say that then?
Yeah.
Here's right, why didn't secret. You do it?
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Well, that scene is very interesting because previously to that, Tony had said, we need Hung. You know what we need right now is Hung.
Mm.
And Hung, he wasn't in Hung form at that time. Yeah. Bruce, he kind of like rode up on a motorcycle and he was like, oh, wow, look at this. What's happening with the big snakes in the sky and all the stuff?
Yeah.
The technical term, and then
I didn't know what you're talking about. No, it's good.
If you let Bing mode engage, it's on episode 47 of.
I go beast mode on Bing mode, dude,
and just absolutely flip that switch and go beast.
Does he remember what he was doing when he was? When he's Hung and when he's normal guy, does he remember?
Kind of like through a haze, through a fog.
Hey, that's your name.
Yeah, that's my name. Yeah. Don't word out, please.
Sorry, but like, yeah, kind of like through a foggy gauze of the excitement of being Hung. Like once the Hungness kind of like wears off, he gets like really drowsy, and then all of a sudden his like pants are torn. And he spends a lot of the time, like at least the early minutes of the transformation back into himself, being like, what can somebody just get me like a pair of pants and a shirt? Because like, it's, I'm just out here. But then later on, he does think about all the stuff that he did when he was hung.
Can he have really good sex when he's doing that?
Which part? Which part?
At any point.
Well, I mean, I guess that's really in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? Like, are you going to take, what kind of...
You do it with your eye?
Right.
You do got to behold it. Can you behold this for me?
Wait a second. Why do you have 3D glasses on?
Yeah, what is that?
I found the filters part on Zoom. So whenever you say something, you can like throw on a...
Give me the... What the heck?
My God, give me that.
Now he's got a pirate hat on?
Wow. Oh, give me that.
Man, people are going to love paying for these Zoom videos.
Oh my God, and now people can see that on video?
Oh, geez. Wow.
Give me that.
All the filters
give me
we're going to do.
Give me that.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
It's part of the deal.
So let me get this straight. You're just able to like access different filters, and the talent on the show, it is their show. It's their creative enterprise. It's their mode of expression. You have hidden this ability from them. Oh, wait, Hayes has it now. Clements has it now. Never mind. Excuse me.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, how do you, are you going to explain it to us?
You got to go to zoom.us in the top left corner and then hit preferences and then hit backgrounds and filters and change your damn life.
Nothing weird Sean over right, here. This is just how Sean, I look.
Sean right now has reindeer horns and the kind of like black shiny nose. So not Rudolph, one of the reindeers that bullied Rudolph and was so mean to him. And then ears, kind of like the reindeer ears.
And it says that my processor is not recommended for doing this, but
wow.
I'm going to do it anyway, okay?
Sounds like you're a broke bitch.
Hey, Jason, maybe we should have a baguette on there.
And he has a French hat.
But my love language is bread shirt. I have a French hat on. So this is cool. So this is actually good.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is like one of the best. Oh, look at that.
Deal with it.
So now you have the
deal with it.
The pixelated deal with it sunglasses. Now you both have them on. And
tell Crooked Media, because I've seen Joe Biden has this.
He does have that.
Yeah.
Now I will say, like, I should probably
he has the real ones.
Have listened to the warning, because this is hurting me to have these on.
Yeah, and you look really
I'm not
unwell.
Like upset that I did. I did like learn something from this, but like it really, really hurts.
But you look unwell. The longer you've had it, the more messed up you're starting to look. And it's scaring
me. Luckily, I do have an easy reaction to my computer when my computer says, hey, don't do this.
Well, that's a broken bond of trust now. How can you even believe the warnings that your computer gives you at this point?
Yeah, and now I'm basically obligated to just say deal with it, because I do have these sunglasses on, and that has to be my reaction to everything.
Now this is kind of like a, what would you say this is? This is like a rainbow, like a Roy G. Biv kind of feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Roy
That's
G.
a bunny
Biv,
rabbit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and look at this. Oh, I'm being safe. Got a mask on.
Well, this rocks.
This rocks.
This is unbelievable.
And this honestly, like, I hate for you to find out this way, Jason, but this is like you're going to like start and you're like doing shows about movies and stuff, but this is basically the end of movies right here.
Yeah.
And we're watching it happen in real time.
Just because this is the way that I process and this is the way that I like create. I'm just going to like run through what this show has been, what it's been like for me. We've recorded a show. We got into a fight with the producer. There is maybe 20 to 30 minutes of audio missing, and then we did a whole section that's purely visual.
We described it in a very rich detail, I think.
This is the next level.
This is
of whatever
this
it is.
Yeah, and this is like now instead of movies, and I guess you can still enter Bingmo, but it's going to have to be like about me trying like these different sunglasses on. It's just going to be like you know, it's going to require a lot of pivoting to like to get into this space. But you're
champions like, adjust.
When you talk before, about exactly, movies, yes. Man, when you talk about the Hung movies or whatever, that's a visual thing you're discussing. that honestly, oh wow, Blacklist. Well, Hayes has gone full Blacklist.
I'm Blacklist
mode.
Now.
I'm a criminal. So Hayes has gone Blacklist, and he is the Spader character from that. So
Reddington.
So I had a completely different. I thought that Hayes was going to steal hamburgers from Mayor McCheese, but I guess that's completely wrong. And
well, that would be Stripes, and he would have a big old hamburger on the band of his hat. So I I don't mean to call your ass out, but if you're
sorry, no, that's okay. I deserve to be checked.
No, it's just when we allow ignorance to just sort of thrive unchecked, we really are doing a disservice to all of society. So I am the honey bear. I am coming for the honey because it's yummy to me, the bear. We're probably running pretty late.
So. That's fine.
So like you know, and I recorded at least part of this, which I do think should be a bigger part of the conversation.
It's right. Great. It's huge. It's really
that's
great.
So cool.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And I apologize on behalf of my cat, who now has calmed down now that we're done.
Don't do it. Don't apologize for the cat.
What was happening for him? He was jealous, huh? He was going in total Hung mode.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.